have friends, and they hang out. But what will they talk about? It's another hangout session with Charlie and Norm. Now, take it away, my precious grandbabies.
I like coffee. I like coffee. Give me coffee. More and more coffee. Not dark coffee. Don't like dark coffee. Stop giving me dark fucking coffee.
Don't you like dark coffee for real?
No. I mean, well, like...
It's too much for you.
Yeah. It's too bitter.
Yeah, my wife thinks it smells more skunky when you're making it. It does have a skunk odor if you are walking through a room after it's brewed.
Sure, it's like a Jelly Belly skunk bean-boozle.
Those are gross.
You've bean-boozled me.
You've been bean-boozled. Bean-boozled.
Coffee bean-boozled.
Oh, there you go. Coffee beans are good. Do you like coffee beans just to eat them?
I had them chocolate-covered.
Yeah, I have a bunch of those.
Maybe I should actually talk into my mic.
Yeah, that would work.
Sure.
Do you want to know why you should, though? Because this is the Hangout Session podcast.
Yeah.
Session number 14.
14.
It is.
What's today's date?
Today, actually, I don't know. What is today? Today?
The 14th.
No, it's not.
Oh, right. We fucked that up. All right.
Yeah, it's May 20th. But it's 2016.
Yeah. So what is it? May 20th?
Mm-hmm.
520, dude.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That just means drink dark coffee.
Drink dark coffee day.
Welcome to the Hangout Session podcast. My name is Charlie.
I'm Norman.
And I don't know. Let's see. It's going to be a special kind of an episode.
Willkommen.
Is this something we talk about?
Beyond
the split?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's. I mean, we could talk about it.
All right. Listen, it's going to be a bit of a split.
We're going to split it up, split it in.
Yeah. So what we're going to do.
Ooh. We're going to splice it.
There you go. All Let's right. splice it because here's what we're going to do. We're going to be recording two shows tonight.
A twofer.
If you will. Just because we got a pretty busy week coming up and we want to still get a show out next week. So we're going to record everything tonight. So if anything major happens next week that we would normally probably talk about, it's probably not going to get talked about. Or maybe there will be a special update. Who knows? It could be a Skype session. I don't even know.
Only the Lord knows. But Charlie, have you ever gone to the casino?
Which one?
Any.
Any casino, yes.
Well, tonight we're going to double down.
Oh, God. I'm not one for table games when I go to the casinos, though.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
I'm a tabler.
Yeah. I wish I was, but I don't think I know enough.
Do you want to come with me?
I would go someday. That'd be kind of fun.
Do you want to come with me?
Well, yeah, but then we're going to go to the casinos, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, good. All right, so listen.
So how's your week, my dude?
My week's been actually pretty good. I had a... It was nice out today, so when I came home from work, ran outside, put the trampoline up for the kids for the summer. I was actually going to cut the grass today because it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but I didn't. Did the trampoline instead.
Well, I mean, did you have a trampoline when you were a kid?
Yeah. Actually, I got it when I was a little bit older, but the thing is, my dad was nervous about it.
Why?
My dad's one of those guys where, like... Oh, you can't get a trampoline. Then you have to notify the insurance because then your insurance rates are going to... I said, you just get it. You set it up.
Yeah.
But then, wouldn't you believe, while we had the trampoline, my dad, what was he doing? Having a garage put on the house?
Sure.
And the insurance guy came by and saw it and he goes, oh, trampoline, huh? So my dad was right.
That's
kind of funny. Yeah.
I had one. It was nice. I used to lay on it at night and like watch the stars.
I did sleep on it once.
Oh, yeah. I never... I don't know...
I did, and it was the grossest thing. You want to know why? I took a blanket out there and a pillow.
Sure.
I woke up covered in dew.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it was rough. And like, being on the trampoline, having the air circulate all around you,
yeah,
it was, like, full-on dewage.
So you just woke up, like, soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but the worst is, like, you get it a lot when you're camping, if you take a pillow with you. When you wake up and the pillow has the morning dew, ugh, gross.
It just sounds awful.
It is. I don't like it. And
I'm going camping in July.
Are you? I usually go camping, but... I guess as your people call it, glamping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean my people?
Your people. You know what I'm talking about.
White people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, my parents, they stayed at campground all summer.
Sure.
So we have amenities. They have a full camper with a full kitchen.
Amenities?
Amenities.
All right.
But they have the full-size fridge in their camper and all that stuff. But here's the thing. I bring a tent and I sleep outside. I rough it, but I have the...
Just by yourself?
Well, Carrie stays in there too, and Aiden. Now, Max, we leave him in the camper.
Sure.
Just in case he cries. I don't want to bother anybody
Understandable.
Else.
Understandable. Now, do you air mattress it up?
No. We're right on the rocks.
I can't do that.
Oh, it's a rough morning. I'm not going to lie.
The last time I went camping was like right after high school with my friend Tom and Ryan, and they roughed it. I brought an air mattress, and I sat there for a good 45 minutes blowing it up by
mouth.
Get
out of here.
Yeah, I had to do it.
You're a glamper.
And then I woke up in the middle of the night with a with a Charlie horse.
That sucks.
And so I was trying to stand up and everything, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, there's a deer. There's a deer around. That's what happened. That's what had happened. They always bring it up, too, so whatever.
So inflating an air mattress by mouth is quite a feat, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, I got some lungs.
If I were you, I probably would have just hooked it up to the car exhaust and turned the car on or something.
Yeah, that's smart. But then, like, I'd be sleeping on fumes.
That's all right.
And what if I exploded?
Nah, that's true. Then we wouldn't be here podcasting today.
See?
You know what you could do, though? You could follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hangout Session if you want.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You could also go to hangoutsession.com.
Sure.
That's a thing. And email us. Hangout Session Podcast.
Guys, don't listen to this part.
At gmail.com. You should listen to it.
Wait till the end of the show.
You could listen to it now.
Can we say it at the end of the show, too?
We always do.
All right.
It's just like a twofer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we're doubling down.
Yeah. So
they call us Double Down Sally.
They do. I mean, at least the guys at the bar do.
Yeah.
You know.
Which bar?
So, you know.
Cocktails?
Yeah. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you my hat story.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's so nothing exciting.
You got a new hat. Your son was very excited about the hat.
Yes, he was.
Tell Norm about the hat.
Yeah,
Norman's the best. I like him so much. He's great. He's a good person.
No, here's the thing.
No,
he did say all that. Okay. But here's the thing. It's not a great story, but it's fun.
It's a solid story.
You tell me. I'll tell you the story. You tell me if it's
all right,
solid.
I'll see if it's the SS.
Okay, so we go to Dunham Sports the other day to go look for a baseball glove for Aiden.
The new place in Hazleton?
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, it looks like it's been there for a while already.
Really?
Yeah, nothing too exciting.
Well, what are you going to do?
But there are people there that don't care about their job, so this is where the story's going. That's why it's kind of fun.
Okay.
So we went there to go get a baseball glove for Aiden, or at least to try them out, see what kind of size he would need.
Is he playing a baseball?
He wants to start, but he's not on a team or anything yet. But I figured I'd get him a glove. I got him a Stormtrooper bat.
Let me see this. If he does decide to play, have him play the Whitehaven Little League.
Whitehaven Little League?
Dude, it's so great.
Is it?
Yeah, because he could be a Lion, and then we can coach the team.
Ooh, that'd be kind of fun.
That'd be great.
That would be.
All right, let's do that.
All right, we're setting up. He's in.
This is it.
He's on.
We're now, here.
So I go there, and we were looking at the baseball gloves, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I was thinking about getting a hat. Let me go look at their hat selection.
Okay.
So I couldn't find the hats anywhere. Like, every once in a while, they just have, like, a stand that has, like, what's that, Body Armor company?
Okay. Under Armour.
Like, Under Armour, that's what it is. Yeah, they had like a stack of their hats or like...
So you're talking about you go like the hat you got, like just like a flex fit or like a fitted baseball hat.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was looking for, just a, you know, your ball cap.
Jaw feel.
Fitted cap.
That's jaw definitely feel.
So I'm walking around, I couldn't find anything. So then we walked over by the shoes because Aiden was going to go look at shoes. And I see behind the register, there's like an aisle that just has like some hats on it.
Okay.
And there's a sign on the top and it says sale $11.99. And it has, like, a couple different hats listed.
Okay.
But it's in the middle of, like, this whole aisle, right? So I'm thinking, I wonder if all these hats are $11.99. That's a good deal for a hat, you know?
Especially for one of those, yeah.
Yeah. So I walk over there, and I'm looking, and I see that hat. It gives me that nice throwback feel.
Sure.
It's an Orioles hat.
Okay.
It's got the cartoon logo on the front, you know, orange brim, white front, black hat, fitted cap, nice hat.
It's got the tweet, twiddly-dee.
Yeah. And when we were little... I used to have, all my baseball hats were like White Sox hats. My younger brother had Orioles hats, whatever. But I like the logo of it, the Orioles, you know?
Okay. Well, now why did you have White Sox back in the day?
I don't know, to be honest with you. That's just the hats I always bought. So anyway, so I said to the girl at the register, these hats are $11.99. She goes, yeah, they are. She didn't even look, okay?
Yeah.
So I grabbed that hat. I'm like, all right, that's a good deal. I'll just get this one. I like this one out of all the ones up here.
Sure.
This is the one I would wear.
Sure.
So I made sure it fit. And then Aiden said, I want a hat, too. I'm like, this kid doesn't, you know, he's not into sports or anything. I'm like, well, what kind of hat do you want? He goes, I want the Eagles hat. So I said, all right, whatever, just get it. It's $11.99, not a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
So we take him up to the register. Aiden's hat rings up $20. My hat rings up $40.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, huh. And the girl goes, I'm going to have to price adjust these. I'm like, yes, you are. Because I specifically asked her if they were $11.99. She said, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got a $40 hat for $12.
Do they have any larger sizes?
Of that one that I got, there was three other sizes of it, but the whole wall, I just looked at the hat that I liked.
Yeah.
They were all multiple sizes there.
Okay.
So if you go up there this weekend, take a look. Maybe they're still there. Who knows?
Yeah, because all the hats I buy are usually like $31 to $35.
Yeah. That was the price on that one. And then,
So with the team you chose, you don't give a good goddamn... You just, you know, you're just into, like, the logo.
Yeah, but I like their logo. I mean, they're actually, baseball logos are probably my favorite out of, like, any sports team logos.
Sure.
Like, football ones are pretty shitty.
Yeah. I like the cool. classic Eagles one.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I like sports, though, like Eagles and Sixers and shit. Mm-hmm. I just bought an Eagles hat. I don't know if I wore it here, though.
Yeah, I don't think I saw you wearing a hat. No. Last hat you probably had on was a winter knitted hat.
True.
Probably. Yeah.
I've been letting my hair grow. And, the hats kind of, like, fit weird when my hair is, like, this weird length. So,
that's the thing about fitted hats, though. Like, when you try them on, when you have a lot of hair, when you have no hair.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I don't know. It depends.
If you're going to always have longer hair, I guess you do it when it's longer.
But I usually have my hair, like, shaved on the sides anyway. Yeah. Because I have, like, that.
The bowl cut.
Yeah. I have the, sure, okay.
Yeah.
So you and,
put a hat on and shave everything that's not under the hat.
The thing that sucks for me, though, is I can't just go to a store and get them because they never have anything above an 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been buying 8.5s.
Yeah.
But now with the 8.5s, I wear them, then they get a little, like, wear to them.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't stay on my fucking head.
Yeah.
They're just, like, flippy-flopping around. So, now, there is, like, an 8 1/4.
Mm-hmm.
But then trying to find those.
Yeah.
Needle in a haystack.
The one that I got's a 7 1/4.
Yeah.
But when I take it off, I have, like, a little line right here.
Okay.
Too tight?
It'll
stretch a little.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking, because the next size up had a little bit of give to it, a little loose.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go with that one.
Yeah, just wear it for a little while.
I didn't want to get caught in a windy day. You know what I'm saying? This one's got a little grab to it.
When I'm driving and I'm wearing my hat, I have to take the hat off because it'll just blow off.
Yeah. I tested that one out today. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Solid.
All right.
So that's my hat story. Nothing exciting, but I do enjoy some baseball team logos. But
solid story.
A $40 hat for $12. Can't complain.
Do they have any Cleveland Indians?
I didn't see them, no.
Oh.
They had mostly football, but there was some baseball sprinkled in there. But okay. Like I said, I didn't see a dedicated hat aisle in that store.
Sure.
So maybe some just came in and they just threw them there. I don't know. I'm going to go back this weekend and check. If there's still something there, maybe I'll grab something else.
I can't. I got to work all weekend.
I'll let you know if there's something there.
Cleveland Indians.
8 1/4.
No, I wear Cubs hats or Pittsburgh Pirate hats.
They did have Pirates hats.
I do like the Pirates. Did they have the Pirate with the Pirate or just the P?
No, it was the Pirate.
Oh, that's kind of cool then.
I'll look.
Yeah,
if they're still there, I'll let you know.
The my Cubs hat, I don't know if you saw the picture of it. It's the 1914 symbol with the it's like a shitty bear with the baseball bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
That one's enjoyable.
It's a great hat. It's a solid hat.
Solid.
Yet juicy like a liquid.
It's a Friday night.
It is.
Yeah. We're usually a Thursday or a Friday recording schedule.
Yeah. Right now my life is kind of work every single day except Fridays.
Yeah, hectic in a good way.
Except next week it'll be work every single day.
Yeah, so that's why we're going to be doing a split them up episode.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, though, we're going to have a bit of a show today.
Uh-huh.
We're going to split up. We'll do two Kathys for both episodes. That's not a big deal because they suck. We have them. But we're going to do one of our tight bites on segment one.
Sure.
Session one, segment, you know, second one, other bite, you know.
What tight bite do you have?
I'm not telling you.
All right.
It's not a milkshake, though, so listen.
Is it dinner?
No.
All right.
I know you said you didn't eat dinner.
No.
I mean, it could be a meal.
Ooh.
No, it can. I'm just kidding. Okay. It's a tight bite. But here, you want to hear something funny?
Of course I do.
So right before the mics were hot, when I ran upstairs real quick,
uh-huh.
Carrie was in the living room eating a couple double stuffed Oreos.
Oh, man.
And I stared at her. I said, what is this? And she goes, it's my tight bite.
She said that?
She did.
She's great.
Yeah, she knows about the tight bite.
She terrifies me, though.
Why?
Well, any mom terrifies me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I came in tonight, like, both the kids were awake, I met Max for the first time. He's very nice.
Wait, you've never seen him before?
Never in my life.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, he's always asleep.
True.
And I love that I thought Aiden was your cat. I walk in.
My kid likes to be sly.
Today was my only day off, like I said. So, like, you know, I was running errands and stuff, and I went to see a movie, but I ran to a GameStop after, and I had nothing else to do, so I just drove up here. So I was sitting out front, you know, playing on my phone, listening to the new CD I bought, and you texted me to say come inside, so I did. No one's in the living room, so
yeah,
I'm just kinda
I was getting Max out of the tub.
Oh, it's fine. You know, I got nothing else to do. I don't care. But I just hear like a skitter across the doorway, and I didn't see anything. So I was like, oh, it's probably just like Thunder or the cat that I've never seen. Or like, yeah, the lightning cat.
Mm-hmm.
And
she popped out of here the one night.
Yeah. So I saw like a glimmer of hope. That's it. But I just sit down on the couch, and it's all dark. And I just like to be creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Then Aiden just appears in the doorway, and I just wave at him like, oh, hello. And he does like a silent wave. Just like a.
Gotta keep moving.
Yeah. And then comes back, he's like, hi. We are right. That's cool.
Well, I think when he came back, he probably went and grabbed his hat. He wanted to show it to you.
Yeah.
That's why. He kind of did the same thing to Dave the other day because Dave stopped over before practice. Usually when we go to practice, Dave will come in.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll bullshit for a little bit because him and Carrie, you know, were friends before. So he'll talk
to Dave live around here?
No, he lives in Freeland now.
So he comes from Freeland to here to go up to Hazleton?
Yeah, because we like to hang out on the way to the practice.
Okay.
We like to talk because we don't get to see each other too much or talk too much. So
he's a seemingly nice dude. I've only ever met him in person once.
Yeah.
And I didn't speak to him at all. But I stood silently next to other Charlie. We had a good time.
Yeah. No, Dave's a really good guy.
Yeah. How's practice been going?
It's been going good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Any shows coming up?
No, nothing yet. Nothing for a while. We're still going over the lineup. We did, I'm trying to think how many songs of our old songs that we have gone over now. Maybe five or six.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like that you can do like well now?
Yeah. Well, five that we can do well that we've been, you know, hitting every time.
Yeah.
And then the last time we added one more to it. So that one we only did once. But
okay.
It's pretty good.
Well, it's pretty tight.
Yeah. It's enjoyable. I blew out the head though that I have the microphone and stuff hooked into.
Mm-hmm.
It went out on me this practice though. So.
So you need a new mic?
Well, no, I bought another mic actually, but it wasn't the mic. It was the head.
Okay.
Like that, or for the mixer or whatever.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying. And we opened it up, though. One of the fuses was broke, so I think Joe's grabbing a fuse this week. So then next week we'll hook it up.
Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. We'll see. If that. Hopefully that's all it is that works. Otherwise, I'll be looking for something to hook some mics into.
Yeah. Well, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here, though.
Let's do it.
Your motherfucking cat scratched me.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
All I heard, I came down here... I usually do the Wii Fit every day, like the weigh-in and all that stuff.
Okay.
So I had to come down here and do that. And I have to do it in my underwear. That's why I ran down here.
Oh, okay.
I don't want any extra weight on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I ran and did that. And then all of a sudden I just heard you upstairs saying to my wife, she gets some Neosporin. So I was like, oh no, what happened? Because I saw you had the cat before I went down. So I knew something was awry. He's a good cat, though.
He's a great cat. I remember I was here when you got him. I was here the day you brought him home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were doing the Doug podcast.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and but like I said to you right before we started the podcast, I'm so used to my cat where I can do anything to him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't bite, he doesn't scratch or anything. Like, sometimes he'll put his paws on you.
Yeah.
But he will never, like, claw. And your cat just fucking, I bled.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. Like, I could do anything to him.
Yeah.
And he'll grab... But he won't claw.
Okay.
But then he'll put his teeth on you. Like, he gives you that.
Yeah.
But he stops.
Yeah, that's what my sister's cat does.
Yeah.
Tyrion won't do that. Tyrion don't care.
My dog used to do that.
You had a dog?
Yeah, I did. I had a beagle.
Oh, okay. I used to have a beagle, Cocker Spaniel.
His name was Freckles.
Mine was Spunky.
Spunky from Rocco, yeah. Now, my dog, he died a few years ago when Aiden was maybe one.
Okay, so I never met the dog.
No, he had to get put to sleep. But he cost me a lot of money. Let me tell you what.
Okay.
When I got him, he was a little puppy.
Sure.
So when we came home, I brought my mom actually wanted him.
Was he a purebred beagle?
Yeah, but we got him from the pet store in the mall.
Okay.
So it's kind of sucked. Like, so you don't know really where he came from, you know?
Yeah, that's where I got Tyrion from, a pet store.
Yeah. So my mom, like, she kept telling me, oh, there's this beagle up there. Because we had a beagle when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, there's this beagle up there. He's so cute. And she kept, like, you know, talking about him. So I was like, I don't know. I think my mom wants this dog, you know? So... She came home the one day and she's like, oh, they have a sale on the dogs up there. It's like a Father's Day sale or something. It's like, if you bring in a necktie, you get like $100 off the dog or something. It was something stupid. I don't even know. Just a gimmick, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like,
just to get them out of the metal crates that they die in.
Yeah. So the funny thing was, she's like, so I don't know what this sale is. And the whole time she's saying that, she's holding a necktie. So I was like, okay, I get the hint. So I took the tie.
Now, how old was your dog when it passed?
You know what? I don't know. I think we got him maybe 12.
Okay, okay.
Or so.
That's good life.
Yeah. So, but he had a rough life. I guess it was rough. Rough, get it?
Rough.
Okay, so I go up there and I get the dog. Got it.
Okay.
I think it was like maybe $200 or $300. I don't even know.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you how much I paid for Tyrion?
No.
$1,000.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But this is how much this dog...
He's well worth it.
Well, this dog ended up costing me well more than that.
But, yeah.
So anyway, what happened was we bring the dog home. And I sat in there and played with him for a little bit. Then when I bring the dog home, he's standing there. And like his front legs are like a pit bull, like they're arching out like this.
Okay.
I was like, that's weird. I never saw a beagle that looked like that. Normally they're, you know, their legs are pretty straight.
Yeah. They're hunting. They're for like running through trees.
Yeah. He was very bow legged.
Okay.
So I was like, that's really weird. So then he got a little older, maybe like 2 months older. And then I noticed his one leg when he would walk, the one leg was normal, but then the other leg would bend a lot more.
Okay.
I was like, what the hell? That sucks. So then we ended up taking him to a vet. They did x-rays. And what happened was their legs are like our arms or whatever. Like you have two bones in it.
Sure.
The one bone stopped growing halfway. Oh. I guess it, like, maybe it was broke when it was born or something. It stunted the growth. So all the pressure was on the one bone and it was just like,
that's fucked up.
Yeah, it was weird. So what they had to do surgery on him. But what they had to guess how big it was going to get.
Yeah.
And then put an artificial bone in.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so he had like a fake bone in his leg, but it was like bigger. So as he grew, like you didn't have to keep doing it, you know?
Why not just wait until he got bigger?
I think it probably would have like done a lot more damage or something.
Okay.
So they did the surgery and he had a cast on his leg and he had that for a while. And it was fine. It was all, that leg was a little shorter than the other one. So he always walked with a little bit of a limp, which was kind of cute. And he chewed off the cast the first time because he was a little puppy, you know?
What was his name?
Freckles.
Freckles, okay.
Yeah, because his whole stomach was like all covered in freckles.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he had a cast on, chewed that off, got another one on. And he lived for a while, but then he started getting like, what is that thing called? Congestive heart failure or whatever. I don't know what it's called.
Something like that.
And he started getting fluid in his lungs and all this shit. So then he had to be on medication. And he was on that for years.
Yeah.
But he just wasn't, you could tell like, he just wasn't right. Then he started getting like all really lumpy tumors and stuff on his stomach.
Okay.
And his chest. And then in the summertime, my parents would go away in the summer, so I would take him. And this is when we lived here. And I took him all the, you know, every summer.
Yeah.
Like even before I lived here. But then when I lived here and when I would go to work, like he started like eating shit in the house because he was mad because he didn't want to, you know, be home alone or whatever. And then one day I came home and there was just like blood all over the floor over there. I was like, what the hell was that? And I guess like, one of his tumors busted or something. I don't even know. It was pretty shitty. So then we took him to the vet and maybe about a month later, like he had to get put to sleep because it was just, he was just not breathing right and all that shit. So, I mean, Aiden deathly allergic to dogs though.
Yeah. So that's good that's good that he died.
No. Yeah. I don't think I wouldn't have been able to bring him over here in the summer after Aiden was born. He was here like maybe for 6 or 7 months after Aiden was born. Then he died. But he's not allergic to cats. So that's good.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
My dog I had for 15 years, and he was, what we did was I really wanted a dog when we moved up to Whitehaven from, I used to live in like the projects in Edwardsville, so you can have shit there. And we moved to Whitehaven, and my mom's cousin was our landlord, and she was like, as long as like the dog's like an outside dog, this and that, blah, blah, blah. We never really listened to that. My mom found a beagle. Like a purebred beagle.
Yeah.
And so it was, they were trying to sell the boy. But his name was Jasper. He's hyper as shit. And I wasn't into it.
And it was a puppy at the time, or was it?
No, already? I think he was like 2 or 3 years old. But then there was a girl named Susie, and she was just so chill. And I was like, I fucking want that one.
Yeah.
And the lady was like, all right. So we bring Susie home. A few months. This was in June.
Mm-hmm.
In October, she has puppies.
Nice.
Out of nowhere, she has like 9 puppies. We end up giving all of them away, and the first two that I choose die.
That sucks.
The one that I wanted was all completely brown.
Mm-hmm.
He had a white stripe through his head.
That's cool.
Yeah, I named him Mohawk. Died the first night.
Really?
Yeah, the second one was the smallest one, who was only black and white, named him Snoopy. Died the second night.
This was like right after they were born?
Yeah.
So how do they, like, aren't they like little and pink, or do they actually have their full hair?
Oh, these ones had colors.
Is that how all dogs are?
I don't know. These ones had their colors.
I guess they are.
Mohawk with the first night. He is the first and second night.
Yeah.
He's still buried under the old house.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they're both in, like, a shoebox. Then I was like, fuck it, I'm picking the biggest one. And I originally named him Hercules.
Yeah.
Because of the Sandlot. You ever see that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we gave all the puppies away, then eventually gave Susie away and kept Spunky. Which I, you know, I said on that name. He was like a golden color, and I chose Spunky just because I love Rocco.
Yeah.
I digress. Great dog. He was so chill. Never bit anybody. Bit me once in the butt when we were playing, but it was like he accidentally
playful.
Did.
Playful. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like the opposite of Spunky.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He was just
mellow.
He was an awesome dog.
Speaking of Rocco, then he was basically Filbert.
Yeah, he was Heifer.
Filbert. Well, no, it isn't Filbert's the turtle.
No, I know, but right? He was Heifer.
Oh, I got
like, the best thing ever, my...
a big stoner, basically.
Yeah. My gram was deathly terrified of him. Deathly terrified. He never did anything. He barely barked and stuff. Unless, like, we started singing Happy Birthday, which was cute.
Uh-huh.
But she, like, she, my mom gave him a plate at, like, during like, a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And my grandma went to, like, take it away from him for some reason. He snipped. She's stupid.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He went, like, bah!
That sucks.
And she's like, he's gonna, is he, like, she'd, like, be afraid to come in the house.
Yeah.
And you just see Spunky like this, like, hello, like, hi.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, in 2014, which is, it sucks. It was a few months, I probably mentioned this before, a few months after my mom passed, I drove to Chicago the second day I was there. My sister had to take him to the SPCA or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had to put him down because he was just like riddled
with
cancer. It just happened. It literally happened within that like few months span.
Yeah. That's what happened to my cat last year or 2 years ago already.
Toby.
Yeah.
He's a good little cat.
Yeah. I miss her. Yeah. It's weird. Like that my cat Toby. Well, she's a female, but we named her Toby. She was named after the lead singer of H2O.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Toby. Okay. And
you ever see them?
Yeah,
I like them.
And the funny thing is, Toby, his from H2O, his son's name is Max.
Really?
And my kid's name is Max, and that wasn't because of that, but I just thought about that.
Why did you name him Max?
We had a few names picked out, and that was the one. Like, what happened was when we found out that Carrie was going to have a baby, she wrote a list of names, and I wrote a list of names. And then we compared them, and any names that were on the list together got put on a list, and then that's the list that we picked from.
What were a few that were on your list that weren't on hers?
Oh, I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Well, fuck.
But I'll tell you some of the other contenders that were on the list.
Now, did you choose boys? You chose boy and girl names?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we had a list, like, if it was a boy, if it was that list after we found out it was a boy.
Actually. Okay.
So, anyway, Oliver was a name on the list.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
He looks like an Oliver, too.
Yeah, but the problem is... Carrie was like, people are going to start calling him Ollie, and then they're going to call him Good Stuff Cheap. And I was like, oh, God. I was like, that's all right. But then I'm like, you got to try to think of like the things kids are going to pick on.
Yeah.
And Oliver, that one's pretty tight. I don't know what you could really pick on that one.
Yeah, plus Oliver is Arrow.
Yeah.
Oliver Queen.
And then what was the other one? One of my original ones, I suggested Ganon, but she was not having that at all.
That's a cool one.
Yeah, she was not having that.
Yeah, that's a cool name. That's like, you know Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance?
Oh, yeah.
His son's name is Bandit.
Okay.
It's a sick name. What's his name? For the lead singer of Korn, his son's name's Pirate.
Nice.
Yeah, those are cool names.
What you call it then? Comedian, I can't think of his name. Dave Koechner. You know him?
Oh, yeah.
One of his kids' name is Sarge.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's pretty tough.
George Foreman's all his kids' name are George Foreman.
Even the girl.
Georgia Foreman.
Yeah. That's because he got knocked in the head too many times. So he doesn't know what he's doing. He would never remember their names.
I always want to do like a lineage with my name. Mm-hmm. Like if I ever had a son, I want like a second.
Yeah.
Because my dad, there's actually my dad, my brother, then my brother's son.
Yeah.
All like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. You want to know my lineage here?
Sure.
Okay. So my name's Charlie.
Yeah.
My dad's name, not Charlie. My dad's middle name is Charlie.
Okay.
My grandfather... Charlie. My great-grandfather, Charlie. My great-great-grandfather, Charlie.
Oh.
So if my dad would have been Charlie, I would have been like Charles the Fifth.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I always sign all my documents Charles the Fifth.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
My my gram's dad, so like my great-grandpa, he was Norman. And then he passed away and then...
And became Paranorman.
Yeah, which I have a Paranorman poster.
Nice.
I like it. What the fuck was I talking about?
Then
he passed away, and then my grandma had another son, named him Norman.
Okay.
My uncle passed away before I was born. My mom named me Norman.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm planning on passing away so that my sister can name her first black son Norman.
Oh, God.
She will have a black son.
Yes.
Yeah. That's her thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse see it.
That's true.
All right. But, I don't know. Like, lineage is cool, but I always like the name Roland.
Yeah, that's good.
From because I really liked the character from Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World. But it's weird that like I always liked that name, and then I got really into like Pete Postlethwaite for a while,
uh-huh.
And then he passed away.
Yeah,
oh, son of a gun. Rest in peace.
All right,
rest in Pete. Pete and Pete.
Pete and Pete.
I love Pete and Pete.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Start off friends.
I've been saying Pete and Pete a lot. Or not Pete and Pete. Here's the thing a lot. But listen, yeah. Pete and Pete, do you listen to their podcast?
No, because they don't. He sounds terrifying.
Which one? Little Pete.
Yeah.
Danny.
He sounds like.
He's like,
it's me, Danny Demarelli.
We were in Seattle. No, it's like, holy shit.
I love him. Listen, they're doing a live podcast in New York.
Are we going?
It's this weekend, I think.
Oh, fuck.
And it's only $5.
What, is it tomorrow?
It might be.
Dude, I'll call off work. I don't care.
Yeah, I would love to see them. And speaking of Pete and Pete,
yeah.
Danny Tamborelli and Mike Marona.
Okay.
Michael C. Marona.
Sure.
Last weekend on Sunday, it was very shitty outside. It was cold. It was rainy.
Yeah, it was garbage.
It was sleeting down here. They were like,
we had
like
huge hail up by, yeah. in Dallas. By
or
me.
Hail, that's what I meant. Not
whatever
sleet.
It is. Same thing.
I watched Home Alone twice in a row.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love it.
It started the third time, and then Carrie actually came in and turned it off.
let's talk about this.
Okay.
Because there's times where I get on kicks where I watch movies over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I was talking about it last time or with another friend of mine, but oh my God, I might burp or something. Hold on. There's something in my throat. I have like a burp like down here and I can't get it out and I'm...
I hear a kid crying upstairs.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's take the headphones off for a moment.
Nothing.
All right. The fuck was I talking about?
You were talking about...
I used to come home from high school every day and watch Ace Ventura.
Okay, yeah.
The first one. and I love it. But during Christmas time, I watch sometimes Fox Movie Channel.
Mm-hmm.
They'll show Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Home Alone, Home Alone 2.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll just sit and watch it all day.
Yeah.
I love them.
I would do that. I have the collector set that came out this year.
The one up there?
Yeah. I love it. I could watch that movie all the time. It was going on for round three, and Carrie just, no. She wasn't having it.
Now, let me ask you this, because I know you love this.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Day. Christmas Story's on all day?
Oh, yeah.
All day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on at my parents' house. It's on, like, when we're opening presents and stuff. And I think throughout the course of the day, I might catch it twice. Like, through parts. I don't sit there and watch it all day. It's on. It's background, you know?
I like to watch it. Like, a girl I dated... Mm-hmm. Actually, she refused to ever watch it.
That sucks.
So we broke up.
What happens is, though, at Christmas Day, when we come home from being at my parents, the last one of the day, it ends at 8 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
I'll watch the last one.
Okay.
I like how my voice just goes out.
I'll watch the last one. Never let go.
Bumpuses.
Right. I mean, I like Christmas movies sometimes.
Me too. I don't know why. Today, when I was at work, I was listening to the Vince Guaraldi Trio.
The
Peanuts Christmas Carol.
Oh, okay.
Or the Peanuts Christmas movie soundtrack.
I started listening to a new podcast.
What's that?
Called Ashtrays and Action Figures.
I never heard of it.
No? You should check it. I think you would find it fucking hilarious.
Okay.
Because it's just like insane. But they were talking about Chris, like the first one, it was during like Halloween time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asking everybody about like what they do for Halloween. Then the next one they recorded was during like Thanksgiving. But the one guy was just obsessed with Christmas, and he kept talking about how they watched like Christmas like movies and all this shit.
Yeah.
People call in, and he just kept, the one guy was just like, "Tell me about stuffing. What kind of stuffing? Stuffing? Do you have the stuffing? Tell me about the stuffing." And like wouldn't even let the other guy, like the caller, callee, whatever the fuck, talk.
Uh-huh.
It's fun.
I have to have my stuffing made special for me.
Oh yeah, that's
at
true.
Christmas and stuff. I have it made not in the turkey, like separate, you know, and with vegetable broth.
Just like a stovetop?
No, my mom makes it fresh. She goes, in there ripping up bread and everything.
Yo, man, if you ever want to invite me to like a holiday feast.
You know what drives me nuts though? Like, you know how they sell bread already cubed for stuffing?
Yeah.
No, not my mom.
No, you don't do it that way.
She buys a loaf and she's just sitting there ripping.
My pop, before he passed away, he did a sausage stuffing or what he put it in the turkey and stuff, but it was delightful.
But yeah. So did you have, that's like one thing, but did your grandfather or like people in your family have like a thing that they made all the time? And that was like their thing.
Yep.
Let's hear it.
Okay. My grandfather, my grandpa, he didn't make anything, but he always brought iced tea.
Okay.
So that's why like
iced tea. A certain brand or just iced tea?
Arizona. Or okay. Amazon, as we like to call
Amazon
it.
Amazon. Yeah. I don't think I ever talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Amazon tea.
my godmother, Debbie, rest in peace. She now all these people are going to be dead.
Okay.
So rest in peace, all of you. Fuck them. she made these baked beans.
Okay.
And like, never ever again will I taste something as flavorful and as delicious as those baked beans.
And there's no recipe written down?
Nowhere.
That sucks.
It has been tried.
Yeah.
Many times. But nothing will ever be as good. Me and my cousin would always be like, you need to bring them. And yeah. She always would. But,
Never wrote it down, though.
So delicious.
Yeah, I had, my great-grandmother.
Uh-huh. I've never met my great-whatevers.
Yeah, my great-grandmother died. She died. She lived to be 90-something.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So she used to make raisin bread. That was like her thing.
Raisin bread
or raisin cake.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. But she used to make that all the time. Never wrote the recipe down. So after she died, no one's been able to create that again.
Yeah.
And my mom has tried. My aunt. Everyone has tried. It's never tasted the same. Then my grandfather, his bit, which I always enjoyed.
Yeah.
He made potato balls.
Okay.
It's like a meatball, but made with potatoes.
Sure.
So we know how to make those because we've seen him make them enough.
Okay.
But that was his thing, potato balls. I love them. Sometimes he would make them with mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Not as good as the fresh ones, but they were a little more work to do the fresh ones.
Yeah.
So if he ever had like a bunch of mashed potatoes left over, potato balls.
That sounds good.
Yeah. You basically, if you want to use mashed or fresh, whatever, you put them in a bowl and just mush them up.
Yeah.
Chop up some onions.
Sure.
Throw some onion in there.
Oh, yeah.
You put in an egg, some breadcrumbs.
Sure, sure, sure.
Every once in a while, he'd throw in a little bit of cheese.
Oh.
But that wasn't necessary.
Sure.
Then you just make it enough that you could, like, mold it like a meatball.
Yeah.
And you just make a bunch of them. And then you
fryer
just...
Fryer bake.
Fryer.
Fryer.
Yep.
Now, this one, my grandpa made the, what you call it? The sausage thing.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, she would make homemade, like a giant pot of spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
Where it would fill like 6 Tupperwares. Like big Tupperwares. And so never that again. Chicken casserole, which I'll never have again. Her coleslaw and her potato salad to die for.
Yeah. My wife makes really good potato salad.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yo, I'm all in.
What we'll do like once it's like officially summer and nice out?
Sure.
Cookout. We'll have one.
You know what we should do? The Hangout Session Cookout.
Yeah. Cookout Session Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do it.
The Cookout Session.
Yeah. We'll do it. Definitely. Because right. once it's like nice out, we'll set up on the deck.
Yeah.
We'll set up out there. I don't even care. That's up above the central air. You won't hear it.
We'll
set up on the deck. Got the grill out there. Got a table out there.
We'll have the Tree Frog Jubilee.
Yeah. It'll be good. We'll do that one of these days.
All right.
Now, I'm not a fan of macaroni salad. I'll eat it.
With like what in it?
I don't like
the one you get from the store, like Amish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll eat it.
Okay.
But if it's too runny, I don't like it. But if it's too dry, I don't like it either. It has to be good. But I'm more of a potato salad guy.
Yeah, dude. I'm potato salad and coleslaw.
Yeah.
To die for. Also, cucumber salad.
Yes, that's good.
Now, when I say cucumber salad, what do you think?
I think it's like cucumber. It's like a weird wet mayonnaise type dressing and onions.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
My dad makes it the best. Does someone you know make it?
My mom makes it, but I'm trying to think if I had it from somewhere else.
You should have your mom make it. I'll have my dad make it, and then we'll compare it up. Yeah.
They don't put like weird bacon or anything in it?
No.
Okay, good.
No. I think the only weird thing is like, well, no, I'm not even going to fucking tell you.
Okay.
I wouldn't
tell me. Oh, he probably puts almonds in it.
That'd be cool. I like almonds.
Yeah, they're good, but you need to let me know about that because Aiden's allergic to that too. So
if you ate the almond, it'd hurt him?
Aiden, yeah, he'd go into shock. That's a potato ball tattooed on my leg.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's from my grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, it's pop-up down there. It's a big potato ball in the middle.
Yeah.
And then yabba-dabba-doo on the top.
Okay, yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah.
Have you got any new tattoos lately?
No.
No.
I'm hurting for time, and I don't know. It's weird. Like, when I'm working so much, like, I just can't get tattooed.
Yeah.
Your body just gets so sore from working all day, you know? And that's the last thing I want to get done. Especially now that it's getting hot out. Ugh.
Ugh.
I prefer to get tattooed in the winter, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Especially, like, in the summer, though, when you start sweating, a new tattoo, you get that pins and needles.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to kill myself. That's the worst feeling. I don't like that one bit.
I'm probably going to stop for the summer just because, like, I want to swim so goddamn bad.
Yeah.
I want to swim so bad.
Our pool's muddy out there. Not muddy, but we have the cover over it, but it's just full of leaves on the top, and the water's gross right now.
Did you ever think about getting an in-ground pool?
I have too much crap in the yard, like the too much rock.
Yeah.
Shale, whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, like underneath the dirt and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty rocky down here.
I think my my backyard...
More dangerous, though, too.
I think my backyard is actually like an old like dump site.
Oh, so it's a fill? It's basically just fill?
You dig anywhere, and then we just find like little glass bottles or like... My dad found this like terrifying little doll head.
Nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. My dad, it's not awesome, it's terrifying.
It is. My dad metal detects.
Oh, really?
His metal detector and everything. Like a really good one.
Yeah.
Should come over and metal detect for you.
That'd be awesome.
Sure, he'll be over there going nuts.
I'd have to mow the lawn then.
One time he found... he was at the beach, and he found... was it an earring or a ring? But the thing is, like, the lady lost it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there looking for it. My dad just happened to be strolling by with his metal detector, and he ended up finding it for her.
Did she repay him?
I don't know. I hope. Maybe she bought him...
With favors.
Maybe. Maybe she bought him some food. I don't know.
Who seaside knows? Pleasure.
A mermaid. It was a mermaid the whole time. She wasn't real.
I like mermaids.
Do you think...
Huh?
Do you think mermaids are real?
No.
They're definitely not.
No. Did you watch that? You ever see that documentary, the fake one?
The no.
Merfolk one?
No.
It was on Discovery Channel. And they did a mermaid one, then they did a megalodon one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I quite like a megalodon. I like any story about a megalodon.
Yeah.
Megalodon. Anyway.
You just like saying the word?
Megalodon.
Megalodon.
I got a megalodonk.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I should have said dong. That's what I meant. I do not have a megadong. Wait, what? Who are we talking to? Who am I? Where are we?
I'm trying to look something up here because I want to ask you about this story.
These are questions that we're going to answer today.
Here's a story.
On the megalodon.
Okay. So did you hear about that gay pastor that tried to sue Whole Foods? Did you hear about that at all?
No.
Okay, listen to this story.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How gay is he?
I'm sure he has a boyfriend. So he's probably pretty gay.
All right.
Not that that matters. Well, I mean, it has to matter with the story.
Oh, it matters to me.
Well, it does.
If he's trying to use my bathroom? No, I'm sorry.
No. So listen. This is blocked out, but you see this cake?
Uh-huh.
It says, love wins, and then it said, fag, right?
Whoa.
Here's the thing, though. Let me tell you the story.
Okay. I'm listening, dude. I'm hoping, all ears.
I'm hoping nothing starts playing here, because I'm going to shut it right down, because I don't want to hear it. I just want to tell you the story.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, it's going to start playing, so I got to shut it down.
Yeah, just tell me, man.
Okay, so there was this pastor.
Oh, it's on Fox News?
Yeah. But I just got to talk to you about this, because I want to get your opinion on something.
Bro, I'm all in.
Okay, so there was a pastor, right? His name's Jordan Brown.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to call him out. I don't care. I'm sure everyone's heard this story anyway, but... So, he's a gay pastor, right?
Okay.
And I'm only looking this way, because I'm just trying to read this to you.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, what happened was, he went into Whole Foods and bought a cake.
Okay.
And then, tried to say that when he got this cake, when he looked at it, like, later it said... It said love wins across the top.
Yeah.
But then it said fag on the bottom.
Okay.
So he was suing Whole Foods for all this crap, right? Well, Whole Foods like has enough like evidence against this guy that it wasn't there when he picked it up.
Okay.
And they countersued him for like $100,000 or whatever.
Oh, for libel.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Well, here's what the guy here's what Whole Foods had against him.
Okay.
They had surveillance, obviously, because it's in a store.
Yeah.
Of this guy going over to the bakery, looking at the cake. You know, picking it up, he ordered it, going to the register, paying for it, leaving. But the funny thing is, at the surveillance camera, they saw where the label was on the box of the cake.
Yeah.
And when this guy said, I didn't even open this thing, the label was in a different spot. So, like, the guy, he did it himself, obviously.
Okay. Right?
And the icing was a different, like, different writing. Like,
yeah.
It obviously was not there. So, then the guy got nervous and dropped his suit. So,
okay.
Obviously, he's guilty. But Whole Foods dropped it, too, then.
Oh, no, fuck that.
That's what I want to ask you. If you were Whole Foods, I would have sued that guy.
Yeah.
I would have taken him for everything.
Yeah.
Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And, like, then this guy, like, sets up an apology, like, puts out an apology to, like, the LGBT.
LGBT.
I don't, yeah, I can't even think of the other letters. No, no disrespect. I don't mean any, but.
Oh, he does. You should see the look in his eyes.
No, but you know what I mean? Like he put out a thing to them, like saying, I'm sorry for like putting this in the spotlight. Well, there's other issues, blah, blah, blah. But like, I would totally kept my lawsuit against that guy.
Oh yeah. I would have fucking ruined his life.
Yep. It just made me so mad. Like,
yeah.
I understand like Whole Foods, like their whole philosophy, like type of thing. Like, I guess they don't want to make an issue out of something.
Sure.
But you can't let people do that.
I don't want to make a mountain out of molehills.
Yeah. I would have just kept my suit though.
Yeah. I would have fucking, yeah. But I think that's because we're petty.
Yeah.
The Whole Foods are above us.
Yeah, I know. That's. I just wanted to ask you what you would think. Like, no, yeah, I'm a little disappointed in Whole Foods that they dropped it, but that's.
But then again, like they're being the bigger person, and
yeah,
that's good. But yeah, if it was me, I would have. Death penalty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. That I just wanted to get your opinion on that because I did not like that story.
Yeah, all right.
Just
yeah,
bummed like me
that.
Out.
I'm into it.
It just bums me out because, like, all right, so this guy, he's a gay pastor, whatever.
Sure.
Why, like, why do that? It just drove me nuts. Like, you don't...
Fame, money, attention.
I mean, that's what he wanted. Obviously, he was a pastor of a church or whatever. He wanted that out in the spotlight type of thing, but do you really think that's the way to do it?
Oh, I mean, that's definitely not the way to do it, but clearly...
Because now he just looks like an asshole, you know? Yeah. I hope he gets ostracized, shunned.
I'm a big fan of ostriches.
Yeah.
All right.
They stick their heads in the ground. Do you like emus?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's an emu farm by me.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to go into the email?
Yeah, sure. You do that. I'm going to bring up this for later.
All right. Let's see what we got here. We got emails from our good friend Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we, you know, mentioned, or we answered some questions. I loved good old Ronnie Zinger about they wish their superpower was to speed up time to get through the segment much faster. Just
jerk.
Oh man, but
that's right. It made me giggle.
Yeah,
and cry myself to sleep. Thanks.
Ronnie said, "I like your I like your response, but you started bringing physics in the whole answer. That really defeats the purpose of superpowers anyway." Listen, no, it doesn't. Okay. Because the fuck else am I supposed to fill 2 hours with? Okay. But no, I like to get really weird with stuff. Let's see what else we got. Sent me a thing with George Lucas, but I can't play it because you have to kind of watch it. All right.
Did you watch that interview, though? Is that,
yeah.
That's the interview. No, I mean, the original one. Like, that one's obviously cut up.
Yeah.
But did you watch it when... I believe that was the interview where he called, like, the people that worked at Disney white slavers?
Yeah.
White slavers. That was a good comment.
I like Georgie.
Yeah.
Okay, Ronnie, 3 days ago, you wanted more questions, so here they are, motherfuckers.
Oh.
He didn't say that.
She I was gonna say, that sounds harsh.
I like believing Ronnie's a she, so she didn't say that.
Okay.
Ronnie, if you're not a she, fucking tell me, but until you don't tell me that, you're a she.
I like that that Ronnie's keeping that a secret.
I do, I quite like it. Not gonna answer this time, because she couldn't comprehend that her voice was wrong. So, whatever the fuck, who cares? First question for you and for I.
Okay.
What is your dream job? And to minimize all the dang thinking,
mm-hmm.
I don't care about money or anything related.
That sounds like something Zach would say. I think you're Zach.
No, Zach wouldn't know how to make this up.
That's true.
Just what would you like to do for the rest of your life and earn a living from it? Even if that job doesn't necessarily pay that well. Because this time it would, because it's your dream job.
Okay.
There. Did I take out all the factors for you?
Yeah, I want to be an artist. Okay, next.
All right. Mine, I want to be a fluffer on a porno set.
Oh, God.
Okay, next question. What is your favorite or...
Is that really your dream job?
To be a fluffer?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so then answer the question.
Oh, I would like to be a... Well, I'd like to be a filmmaker.
Mm. Or, I can see that.
Yeah, no, all right, I won't do that.
In the film industry, but
yeah.
Movie film.
Like, in the film industry, say the porn industry, fluffing the actors.
Gotcha. No. It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, it's true. I started from the bottom, now we're here.
Start at the bottom, become a bottom, you know.
I could be a power bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a quick gross story?
Sure.
There's a tale in our high school. This kid, he's now passed, but he...
a lot of dead people.
Dude, that's my life.
It's crazy.
A lot of kids that I went to high school with are now, you know, passed.
Yeah, there's actually a lot from my graduating class have passed away too.
I can imagine. Yeah, and you're even 10 years older than me.
I hate it.
You have tenure,
and they're all it's all like dumb stuff too, like car accidents and just stupid shit. Like, it's not like, well, I mean, I guess anyone dying stupid shit, especially when you're younger. But
most of mine are from drugs.
Yeah.
Well, the kid I'm talking about now killed himself.
Okay.
But he used to date my next door neighbor,
mm-hmm.
and apparently one time they were fucking in the car. And he was doing it in the bum.
Okay.
Right in the bunga. And she shit green all over him.
Bumble.
The bungle.
Yeah.
And that's the story for everybody in the middle of these questions. All right. Next question. No, this is perfect. What is your favorite or most memorable in a good way childhood memory? What's your favorite or most memorable in a good way childhood memory?
I don't want to overthink this, so I'm going to say my grandmother and my great aunt, my grandmother and her sister, used to take me to Disney World when I was little.
Okay.
And the one time I was going and it was raining out. I don't know why this always made me laugh, but so we had those ponchos on, just those shitty plastic ponchos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And I was with my older brother. They would take both of us. And just like certain key things always bring back memories. My grandmother and my aunt both smoked cigarettes, like really shitty ones too, like Chesterfield and Lucky Strikes, like unfiltered, disgusting cigarettes.
Okay.
And back then you just smoked in hotel rooms, like you didn't care. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So waking up in the morning in a hotel room, it's already filled with cigarette smoke and like donuts and coffee.
Delicious.
Like that's that if I smell that kind of stuff, like I get that memory of like waking up in Disney World. It's very weird.
Okay.
What is that called? A visceral thing? Anyway.
Sure.
So it was raining and we were walking around the park and there was like a little packet of mustard on the ground.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be funny to jump on it. And when I jumped on it, it squirted up my aunt's back, but she had the poncho on. So me and my brother were sitting there giggling the whole time and we didn't even tell her. That's good. A good memory.
Yeah, I like that memory. Do you want mine, I guess?
Yeah.
mine involves Disney.
Ooh, all right. Let's hear it.
I was on the very first Disney cruise.
Oh, yeah?
And I think I told this before. I don't know. I don't remember if I did. We've done 14 now.
Yeah.
We're 2 weeks in.
Okay.
That burp thing's coming back. There's something wrong.
It's a dark coffee. It's getting you.
Maybe. Heartburn. Yeah, I might need a cup of water.
Oh, boy.
I was the Cannonball King on the cruise. Because there's a pool, and all the kids were like, he's here. And, yeah. Just, you know, that moment of just like, wow. Like,
they love me.
Yeah. Actually, can I have two? It's our podcast. Who gives a fuck? I can have two. Check this out.
Okay.
I went to the YMCA on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's today.
Today's Friday.
I went yesterday. What am I fucking talking about?
Oh, my God.
I work at two houses now.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're losing
all messed up. Yeah. I was there yesterday. During earlier in the day,
mm-hmm.
Remember how did I tell you on this podcast how I have a picture from soccer?
I don't think so.
Oh well, I played indoor soccer there, and our team was undefeated, and we held a record or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the last game of the season, I got there at halftime, and we were down. It was we had 7, they had 13,
mm-hmm.
and we won the game 15-13.
Nice,
and that's another proud moment for me.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But I went there and the picture's still there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What year was that from?
Fuck, dude. Even before I moved up the mountain in 99. So, I want to say 97.
Is it all yellowed and stuff, the picture?
No.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's in a glass case thing.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. That'd be funny. It's just fucking thumbtacked to the wall.
Oh.
They have it floating in the pool. But yeah, Cannonball King and being a great goalie for indoor soccer in the YMCA.
I've never been on a cruise.
Do you want to go on a cruise?
I don't know. If I go on a vacation, though, I'd rather go somewhere else, I think.
Yeah, but we can go on a cruise.
We could, but do you how old were you when you were on the cruise?
10.
Oh, okay.
I had 10 years.
My older brother was on a cruise.
Okay.
I don't know if they went for their honeymoon or no, I think they just went on one. And he was telling me that they even have game rooms with pool tables and all that kind of stuff set up, and they're just weighted weird, so they don't move at all.
Oh.
It's I guess they're the way the legs are built, they're built on a gyroscope.
Uh-huh.
So if the boat moves, the table still stays completely still. That's so weird.
I never played pool or anything when I was there, but they had an arcade room.
Don't you shoot pool? I don't think you ever play pool.
Oh, what the fuck ever.
Sorry, this is business.
I never played billiards. I was never a billiarder. I'm actually really bad at pool.
Really?
Or whatever
we used to have a pool table when I was little, but
yeah,
I'm not a professional at all.
No, you just have a train table.
True.
Yeah. But yeah, the arcade was sick. The Disney cruise is worth it. If you ever decide to do a cruise,
mm-hmm.
Disney cruise.
Yeah. I don't know if I, if I go on a vacation though.
Yeah.
No, I guess going to Disney World is the same thing every year anyway.
Well, go to Disney World and then do the
they
Disney
leave from there. After. Yeah.
Well, they don't leave from there. They leave from Miami, but still, whatever. Next question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, this one Ronnie answered, so I will read it in Ronnie's voice, of course. Do you believe in intelligent life elsewhere in the universe? Now, Ronnie sent us this voicemail. This one I will answer. No, that's not your voice. Fuck you.
Yeah, I think we answered this on the podcast once before, actually.
But... Yeah, of course I do. I've gotten in multiple verbal spats about this shit.
Yeah, so. I 100% think there is other life forms out there.
No, you do not think.
I know.
Know what's out
and,
there.
Yeah, remember, because we talked about it, because I had asked the question, if you are you able to believe in God and believe in aliens at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if the Pope does, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely think there's other.
It's a, they're there.
There's, the universe is too big for there not to be.
As you know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ron, for that question. Next, final question. Final question. Do you think mankind will find a way to sustain itself for thousands of more years, or with the crap that goes on in this world, including nuclear threats, do you believe we are doomed much sooner than later?
Yeah, the way things are going, we're doomed.
Vote Ronnie. Not Ronnie, Bernie. Vote Bernie and Ronnie.
Yeah. I don't know, just like even the whole terrorism thing, like I it's definitely not going in a good direction.
Well, okay, here's now let's think about this. Terrorism, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the last thing that really happened? 9/11? Why did that happen? Because we were occupying their shit, right? Right.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying, like, people are crazy, though. Like,
oh, no, people are, like, that Kim Jong, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I think if he ever started doing something, we'd kill him immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I think we'll, because, like, once the generation before you, and then your generation, and, like, my generation together are gone, they're going to be so much smarter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But do you think, though, like, the way it's going, like, with technology and, like, the advances that we have, like, think about, like, the world even 100 years ago, like, compared to now.
Yeah.
Like, just the advancements in technology, it's you can't even fathom, like, that how much has changed. Do you think in 100 more years it's going to be that different than it is now?
Absolutely.
But, like, what do you think it could be? Because, like, 100 years ago, people wouldn't think that you have something in your pocket now that's stronger than, you know, more powerful than any computer that you could have had, I don't know, even 15 years ago.
Yeah. How different will it be? I mean,
What do you think is going to be the next level? Like the next step? Do you know what I'm saying?
The singularity.
Ugh. I don't know. I definitely think we're
doing. You know what I think it's going to be? Handcrafted computers.
Gross. People already handcraft computers.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to think about it too much, you know. No. But that's the thing. I don't think we're going to be around too long.
I do. I think we definitely will be. We'll be here till the planet ends.
Well, it's going to end because of us, though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it'll end when the Earth or the sun expands.
So you think it'll be that and nothing like nuclear?
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 Nuclear? Who knows? Honestly, I don't know. I mean, like, I like to think that we'll get past that.
I would hope.
But there's so much hate.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And like, there'll always be black people, so there's going to be always hate.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Because white people are the fucking worst.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's two ifs and a but. What?
I saw a license plate that said, don't be hating.
Did you watch my Snap story today?
No.
I saw one that said, just Jane.
Nice.
And I made a snap of me screaming about it.
I would just be yelling at the person. Jane!
It's just Jane!
That's fun. I don't have a vanity license plate.
I want one.
Just get one.
They're a lot.
No, they're not. It's like a one-time fee of like $30, isn't it?
No, dude, it's like $600.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it's not. It's like, I think it's like $60.
I don't think so. My brother has one.
What's it say?
I'm not telling you. It's top secret.
Why?
I don't know.
All right.
Look him up.
All right. I got a lot of comments from Lance, and but he asked me questions that I told him I don't want to talk about.
Do you think that, I mentioned it to you before, like with your email that you read there from Ronnie.
Uh-huh.
Like, do you think Ronnie wants to be your new Lance?
Maybe.
I'm thinking.
My Lancelot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ronnie, let's be honest here. If you're,
like, you're keeping Norm up at night. He's thinking a lot about you. He wants some info on you.
Oh, God. Ronnie.
All right, anyway, back to your comments from Lance.
No, well, I'm not going to talk about it. So.
Oh, he didn't want you to talk about it on the show.
No. He asked me, the one thing he wanted me to delve into was something I don't want to delve into.
Oh, okay.
So, you lose.
So, scrap it.
You lose. That's my, you've probably never seen Iron Man 2.
No.
But in the movie, Mickey Rourke has a terrible Russian accent.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is good, but he sounds bad. But, there's two lines from that movie that I love. He goes, he's like, I want my bird. Because he has this, like, macaw or whatever the shit. And then, at one point, he makes, like, Tony Stark bleed. He's like, you'll lose, ha, 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 you'll lose. And whenever I say that, that's what I'm, what's the word I'm looking for? Impersonating?
Okay, yeah.
But no one ever gets it because no one's
seen it.
Yeah, no. Well, everyone's seen it.
But who's gonna remember it?
But yeah, no one gives a good goddamn. When I'm like, I want my bird. No one's like, oh yeah, cool. You're Whiplash from Iron Man 2. No, no one gives a shit about me. But I did win an Academy Award.
No.
No.
No, I just got the pamphlet here. You did not win. So did you play any video games this week? You do anything? No.
Oh. Ooh. You're going to love this story.
All right.
My Xbox broke.
Why?
No fucking idea.
So you think it was like the whole Blu-ray thing?
Like
the reader?
Check this out. I bought Deadpool.
Okay.
A.K.A. Dadpool.
Yeah.
Okay. Put it in, not working.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. The DVD worked.
The DVD worked.
Not the Blu-ray.
Blu-ray, not working. Koki, our buddy, Eric Koki, he was like, I can fix it for you. He's like, all right.
Stepped on it and didn't work.
He's like, uninstall, do a hard reboot. Uninstalled, did a hard reboot.
Yeah.
Still didn't work. Reinstalled, still didn't work. So I start doing the texty thing with what the fuck's it called? Xbox support?
The chat. Or yeah, the Xbox Live support.
And he's like, do all this, it'll work. So I do all this shit, it restarts.
Yeah.
Comes back on. It's in like the lowest resolution.
Perfect.
It looks like garbage. Mm-hmm. And there's no more sound.
That's.
So I say to the dude, I'm like, what? Like, what the fuck did you just do? He goes, don't worry, everything's gonna be fine.
This happens all the time.
Yeah, not to me. I don't want that shit. This is a fucking. When I bought it, it was $500.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not trying to. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to. Like, you know what I mean? That's probably the best sentence that's ever been uttered.
Is that the name of the show?
Yeah.
I'm trying to. You know what I mean?
So then I said to him, there's no sound, there's anything. I was like, is there any way we could just factory reset this thing?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, he showed me how to do that. So when I did that, I was able to change what the...
resolution?
The resolution is on my screen.
You're flapping your hands around.
Yeah, so I can't remember the word. So that looks good.
Yeah.
But no more sound. And I can play my Blu-rays now.
Okay.
But I have no fucking sound.
That's weird.
So then I'm thinking, like, what if, like... Did the HDMI cable just like, you know what I mean? So I'm going to try to switch that out. If not, the warranty's probably up on my Xbox One and then I'm just fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The thing that I hate about like when that kind of stuff happens, when my Xbox 360 broke, it was new. Like it was maybe like a month old.
Yeah.
Okay. It's still under warranty. Send it back. I send it back and then they send me a refurbished piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, I cannot stand that. Like I buy something brand new. And if there's something wrong with it, you send me the same one fixed or a brand new one.
Exactly.
But they send you refurbished crap all the time.
Or just send me, just like, I was thinking what I might go out and just buy a new one, then return it.
I've done that before, but you can't do it anymore.
Because
they scan the barcodes.
Yeah.
They scan the actual serial numbers now, and they have to match the one on the box.
Bunch of motherfuckers.
Yeah. Now, you check though, because, no, if it's sealed though... See, you have to look, though, because I think anymore, like, the barcode or the serial numbers are just on the thing. I don't think do you think they open it up and match it?
I don't know. I mean, like...
Because the original Xbox,
yeah,
that had a cutout in the box,
yeah,
and
you
scan the one on the unit. Now they don't do that, so you might be able to. Who knows?
I don't know. I just want, like, all I want to do is go, like, check this out.
But if it's out of warranty, you had it for a while, so...
Yeah, I bought it in May 2014.
Yeah.
But I went to Dollar Tree today.
Okay.
AKA my favorite store.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A.
Looking
my life's blood.
Okay.
A.K.A. the love of my life. A.K.A. where this bitch burped in my face. A.K.A.
Oh, yes, yes.
She was still there. A.K.A. she couldn't stop talking to her other coworker, who just, they both ignored me while I stood there.
Did you just walk out with the stuff?
No, I should have.
You should have. What's she going to do?
I don't know. Probably go like, hey, boy, what are you doing, man? That's her voice.
Yeah.
But they have DVDs and Blu-ray now.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they want for them?
$1.
Wait.
Everything's $1.
Oh, this is a Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree.
Gotcha.
I snagged 4 Blu-ray.
Anything good?
Fucking yes.
You took a picture or you just...
I took a picture to remember to talk to you about it.
Okay.
One of my favorite films of the past like 10 years.
Hot Rod.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Okay.
You ever see that?
No. Can I see this picture?
Sure.
I just want to see what they are. You could talk about it. I just want
to see. I needed to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm joking. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. It's with Gary Oldman. It's a John le Carré book. It's about, you know, spy espionage in like Britain. The Kids Are All Right, another Academy Award nominated film with Mark Ruffalo. What the fuck's her name? Juliette Moore.
Okay.
And Annette Bening. Great movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Nope.
American Pie, the original.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Frost Nixon. You ever see that one?
No.
Michael Sheen and what the hell's his name? That other guy? What is his name? Hold on. I can't see it. I can't. Frank Langella, directed by the redhead kid from Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't done much, has he?
Yeah.
Besides winning Academy Awards.
Just everything.
But, dude, like three Oscar-nominated films and one great comedy.
For $4.
For $4?
Yeah.
Plus the tight bite that I bought?
You should have just walked out with everything free. Yeah,
I do. I bought M&M's because I went to see a movie today.
Mm-hmm.
And, I wanted M&M's for it.
Where'd you go?
Cinemark. It's when I go to theater, I like to go there.
You shuffle in with your box of candy?
Whatever.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Do you know what I saw?
Oh, yeah.
I saw The Nice Guys.
Oh, how was it?
It was really good.
Was it?
It was one of those things, though, where I was the only person in the theater laughing.
Nice.
And
how crowded was it?
It was actually pretty crowded. Friday afternoon. So it was me and then like 300 old people. Like super old people.
Yeah.
But I mean, like there's parts where like Gosling's getting drunk and like there's fights and then people are getting shot and stuff. And it's just like, it's so zany and like dark that it's hilarious. Like, do you ever see Death to Smoochie?
Yeah.
No, that movie's so dark.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious. So like I'm sitting there like crying laughing.
Yeah. But they're not getting the humor of it.
No, they laugh at like little like stupid shit jokes where I'm just like, I'm too good for that. I have a podcast.
Let me talk about that on a podcast.
I'm going to talk about you shits on a podcast. And there was an Indian guy there. I do want to say he smelled so nice. I don't know what he was wearing, but I almost asked him. Oh, shit.
Yeah, there was a few times when someone maybe that I was working with or whatever, their cologne they were wearing smelled good.
Yeah.
You can't ask them. You can.
Oh, you can.
You can't.
This is the only way to do it. I'll show you how. You just do this. What's that smell? And then they're in. It's like casting a line out. That's the line going out. Then what's the smell? Is the hook.
Do you have to have that whistle when you do it, though?
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see.
No.
Yeah, I can't get that whistle.
When you just breathe in, you did it from the nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it from like the cerebellum.
Okay.
Do it.
Yeah, I mean, this makes for some great podcasting. I'm sure people love it. So before we lose everybody.
Yeah.
Do you have any music or anything you want to pop in while we're taking our first break here?
No. You can do the first one.
I don't have anything ready.
Oh, really? All
right. Yeah, I didn't know if you did.
Yeah, I got something. I've been listening to this guy recently.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Lex the Hexmaster.
Okay.
He's currently on... God damn it.
He's mastered the Hex.
Yes. He's currently on the Magic Ninja Entertainment label, which is with... Have you heard of Twisted? They used to be with on ICP's label?
No.
No. Well, they did that. And then, no, they're not.
I don't know how loud this is going to be when you pop it on.
Well, whatever. Do you want to hear a song called Bomb on 'em or Ninjas?
Well, whatever you want.
You choose.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
All right, Bomb on 'em it is.
If this blows your ears out, I am
sorry.
There's
going to be an ad.
Well, then we're going to talk over the ad.
Yeah, fuck the ad. Oh, God. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so loud. I'm sorry, everybody. I hate ads. Let's be honest. Fuck the ads. Okay, in the ad, there's a...
Unless you want to advertise on our show.
Let's see. This car's driving. A car crashed in a seatbelt. What is this for?
Hopefully for something good.
Didn't even say what it was for.
That's a good ad.
All right. Sucking stupid. Do you want to play now?
The best is like they just make you watch the ad and they don't even play it.
Yeah, and then there's no... Yeah.
They got you good.
Yeah, I'm sitting pretty, waiting for the song to load.
Yeah. I mean, the ad loaded up, no problem.
Yeah, but then I can't even get, like, what I want. Here we go. What'd you do to it? That was me.
I like that. You blame it on me right away.
No. Like, I'm on your Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I'm on your Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good song.
Are you doing it?
I'm not doing anything.
Motherfucker!
Must be the Wi-Fi.
Right. And we're back from break.
All right.
Since it's not fucking working, apparently.
So we're back.
Hey, what do you got for Kathy?
All right. So let me pull that up here. I wasn't ready for that.
It
should have been.
I'll be ready for the next one because it's being a piece of shit.
Yeah. Maybe it is my Wi-Fi. Okay, so.
No, because it was working fine before.
We got your classic Ack It Up, Ack It In, Kathy comic. You ready? This is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paneler.
That's
thin panels, though.
Okay.
They're thin.
You know what I like? Thin panels, because yeah. Fuck a fat panel.
All right, so listen. This is Kathy and her boyfriend, I'm assuming. Remember, we
saw future husband, Todd.
Sleeping in the bed together. So the first one's Todd, but now they're thinking. It's like, there's a lot of, like, thoughts going on in the Kathy comics, you know? Yeah. All right, so first one is him thinking, and he's saying, I'll ask, she'll say no, and I'll finally be free.
So, oh.
This is intriguing, intriguing. Okay. Now, second one is her thinking. She's all dolled up. She looks like she's sitting there dressed up,
she's
you know?
Sitting pretty.
Now, she's thinking, he won't ask. I'll hand this back, and life can finally go on.
Oh my God!
What is this about?
Like already captivated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if you say captivated.
I'm captivated. Yes.
Captivated.
Captivated.
Okay. Panel three. They're both just standing, looking at each other at the doorway.
Beautiful.
Okay. Panel four. Talking now.
Okay.
And he's screaming, "Will you marry me?" And she says, "Yes." Okay.
Oh my God! There are tears in my eyes.
Okay.
I am currently welling up.
I just saw the next panel.
Uh-huh.
They're both pointing at each other, screaming.
Uh-huh.
And they're screaming, you cheated! Okay?
Oh, my God.
Final panel.
Final panel. Final panel.
They're both sitting there hugging each other.
Uh-huh.
And guess what they're thinking?
What are they thinking?
There's a little heart coming out of their head.
Uh-huh.
And it says, ack. Comic over. That's it.
Now, let me ask you this question. Serious question.
Okay.
Can we never do this segment again?
You don't want to anymore?
No.
Okay.
All right.
We're done, Kathy.
So, I mean, like, at least we ended it with that one.
Okay, but I do have to ask you this, though.
Sure.
You said you ordered a Kathy comic off eBay.
I lost the bid.
Okay,
because I wasn't going to pay more than, like, fucking, like, $5 for it.
All right, so the act segment is completely done. So what I... What
Unless someone contacts us and says, please keep going.
So what I need you to tell me, though, is do you feel satisfied knowing that there is never going to be a good Kathy comic? Is that what we're getting at?
Yeah, I think the only time we will ever do it again is when I finally hear back from the bitch that created this shit, and then we're going to have her on the show.
Sounds good. So the Kathy act segment is 100% done.
All right, there it is. Now, if you ever want to bring it back, it's up, dude, it's our podcast, so you can do whatever you want.
It is. Norm's done with it.
Oh, that they're always so terrible.
They are. That's why I originally got the idea.
I know.
To see if there was ever one that's good.
I love them.
We went through 14 of them. Not one was good.
I already miss them.
So maybe they'll be back. Who knows?
So are we going to do it? Do we do Tidebite now?
Yeah.
Do you want to do yours or mine?
Give me your category.
What do you mean?
Mine. I'm salty.
I'm sweet.
Okay. So let's do salty first. Okay. What do you think?
Sure.
Okay. So. I need to ask you a question. We're asking each other a lot of questions today. Because you've been saying that a lot today, so that's why I picked up on it.
What?
Let me ask you this? Yeah.
All right.
I think you said it a lot, so now it's in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
We haven't found a dill pickle chip that we hated yet, right?
Correctamundo.
I don't think there is one out there.
There are not.
But do you think that there is a dill pickle...
Oh?
Give me a little drum roll here. Dill pickle cashew.
Where the dude, I am so thrilled and I am so pleased with my body and my mind.
Now, I'm holding here a bag
of
emerald dill pickle cashews.
Egomaniacal Normans love emerald nuts.
Now, here's what it's telling me, though. It's telling me that I could save some for later with a resealable pouch.
I'm down with that.
Okay, so what we're looking at here is a net weight of 5.0 ounces of dill pickle cashews. I wonder if they have anything written on the back. Oh, they do.
Sure.
All right, so here's what it's telling me about the dill pickle cashews.
All right.
Oh, God.
First things first, where'd you find these?
These were from Ollie's.
Oh, man. Shouldn't eat your kid.
Yeah, so I gotta. Let me pop on a little light here, because they're starting the back of this off with a little zinger, it looks like.
I like a zing.
It's saying, pickle me this. Oh, God. All right. I really can't read. Okay, so here we go. It's dark in here, guys. We got the Christmas lights on, so that's why I'm struggling here. So it says, pickle me this. Can you think of a better taste to tickle your taste buds than a dill pickle?
Oh.
The... Oh God, nutologists. What's that word?
Nutritionologists.
Nutologist. It's a nut. I get it.
I'll do that now.
Yeah, hang on. Let me see. Nothing. Okay, the nutologists at Emerald are working tirelessly to bring you the tastiest breakthroughs in the realm of nut experience.
Okay.
So that's what we got. I'm thinking, like, when I open this, like, how do you think these are going to go? Do you want to do a little preemptive guess? What are you thinking?
One, they're going to be delicious.
I love cashews to begin with.
But
cashews
you have to remember what I told the story. Cashews make you retarded.
But listen, cashews cashews are always, like, so buttery. Like, I love cashews.
Yeah,
they're so good.
I do like a cashew.
All right, I'm going to crack it open. Crack it up, crack it in. Do me a favor, though. Give me a T.
T?
Give me an
ite. Eight.
Give me a B.
B.
Give me an
I. Eight.
Type bite. Okay.
Type
bite. Okay.
That was a perfect rip.
It was, and it's still sealed.
Oh, God.
So do you think now, I didn't hit up the thing, or it's just not open?
You want to pull that and just get
I'm still above the Ziploc, though. That's the problem with this emerald bag. This is a hardy bag, and I ripped off any... Oh, there we go. I got a little opening. Okay. And the only reason I knew I had an opening is because I got a punch in the nose of dill.
Okay.
It's not, it doesn't smell too potent. Oh, it does in there. Okay. These are going to be good.
Oh, God.
We got to be a little cautious, though, because I had another mouse in my house. I like being a mouse dirtbag. Okay. I hate mice. Okay, here we go.
All right.
That's the thing, living out in the country.
The country.
Get some mice. All right, she's sealed. Ready? Here she comes. Sure. All right, so I got a handful. I'm thinking my first one, I just want to pop one in.
Yeah, I'm definitely just going to do one. Oh, dude, it says in the back, let's hang out.
Oh, well, let's hang out.
Oh, man. How do I open this motherfucker? Okay.
It's your standard Ziploc.
Oh, man.
So I'm wondering if anybody listening, if you want to email us or send us a message on Twitter, I just want to know if anyone has consumed any of our items that we had for Tight Bite segments.
Yeah, Ronnie.
If anyone has.
Lance.
Let us know.
Eric.
Okay, so.
Craig.
I'm going to go with one first.
Craig texts me back.
Because then I got about seven more in my hand that I'm going to pop after the initial one.
Sure.
Okay, so here we go. All
right, one, two, three.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right away, the dill hits you good. It's a nice powdery dill.
Yeah.
But then you get that cashew flavor, and then it goes right back to dill flavor. These are good.
Dill can do no wrong. Dill can do no wrong. Do you want these back?
Not the ones you're holding.
Oh,
I'll get some later. They're good. I'm going to put these in the category of I will buy these again.
Sure.
The dill flavoring wears off a little too quick, though, but it's a good flavor, though.
Is this thing off?
Nope.
Cool.
No, you're good. So I enjoy them. Good tight bite.
Tight bite.
Well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you bringing up a song?
Yeah.
Are we winding down the episode on your song here? Oh, God. Why is it so...
Maybe because I turned it down?
I don't know, because I have the thing jacked up all the way.
So eso es un bocado apretado.
I only got it out of one ear there.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, guys.
Maybe the cable's messed up.
Fuck them. Well, maybe that's why I wasn't really playing. Do you have them in the right slot?
Yeah.
All right, well. Thanks for hanging out. Bye.
Oh, my God. So quick.
Yeah, man. Those are delicious.
They're good. Like I said, the flavor wears off a little quick, and then you're just stuck with the cashew. But
I like the cashew.
Cashew's a good flavor. Exactly. Yeah. It's good. So, I asked you before, you didn't play any video games this week.
No.
No.
I did turn on my 3DS, though.
Oh, yeah? You finally charged it up?
Yeah. I told this girl that I was going to get Animal Crossing because she wants to like give me a bunch of shit for it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to buy it.
Oh, sorry.
That was bonerific. What was
I thought
that?
I had the volume off, so I thought it wouldn't have went on. So,
burn it in here.
Stuff for Animal Crossing?
Yeah, but I'm not going to fucking buy that game.
I love that game.
I know you do, but like, I don't have the money right now.
Yeah. Well, tell her...
So buy it for me.
No, tell her You have a friend that has a town you could do some town swapping on.
Yeah, there you go. Let me ask you this. How'd you feel with the new opening song?
Oh, it felt weird.
You didn't like it?
It just felt weird. I don't know why.
I don't know. I liked it.
I like the standards, you know?
Well, then go back to it, because then that could have just been the Friday the 13th song, because it's kind of spooky.
Yeah. I don't know why my music thing's not working right now anyway.
Oh, God.
It's like we're officially broken here.
Oh, God. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Good deal of dead air.
Yeah, tons of dead air.
This is a good pod. You
can't just leave it up to me.
This is a solid pod.
I'm trying to get something to work here.
Oh, I know. The fuck did I want to talk about? Let me look at my phone for a second, guys.
Is this episode 2? You got stuff to talk about?
No, I'm just bullshitting while you're looking for whatever you're looking for.
I could always edit some parts out here, some on the ending.
No, we got to keep it all.
Keeping it all. Okay, that's what we're doing.
do you want to hear? No, I can't say that one. That's bad. No, wait, is this fucking thing? Now, if I plug my thing back in and play something, will it actually play?
You tell me. I don't know.
Let's try it. Let's try it, I said.
We'll see if it comes out of one ear or two. What do you got?
I don't know. Yeah, let's see.
I'm starting with a little low, so it doesn't just blow us out here.
Renner.
There we go.
That's both.
Hey, I'm Dennis Murphy. Just moved in.
Murph!
Just Dennis is fine.
All right, well, I'm going to call you Murph. Welcome to the sack.
Thanks so much.
What are you, some kind of computer nerd?
Yeah, you got me. I'm a network guy.
Oh, perfect. I got a bunch of computer problems I'm going to put you on. Listen, wife's going out tonight. I'm going to have the guys over. We're going to watch the fish on the big screen. I'm going to grill up some brats. I got a micro brew chilling in my wet bar, and I was going to warm up some ziti. Why don't you come by if you got some triple fried pizza dough or some kind of frozen meatballs or whatever it is. You can warm it up in my microwave, or you can warm it up back at home. Bring it over pipe and hop, and if you want to bring over a vegetable medley.
I love these guys.
Figure out how much lunch meat you can spare. Maybe bring over a pound and a half, 2 pounds of Black Forest ham, maybe a Dijon mustard spread.
Yeah.
Any kind of dessert, maybe a German chocolate cake.
Do you think this was all
like
just
that?
Off the top of his head?
Yeah.
Dudes, is get some key lime pie, Alamoa. I'm talking about
ice cream
on the
side.
And you have got to have a bite of my homemade ziti. I'm just going to warm her up. She's been in the freeze.
Thanks for the invite. But
you know, I love her, those hot mozzarella sticks. Cube them up, put them in some marinara sauce. You have them on standby. Of course, you can't go wrong with some sour cream and onion, so long as you bring ridged chips.
That's my favorite.
So why don't you come by around 8 o'clock, all right?
Actually, I have plans with the wife and kids, so. But a rain check for sure.
All right. Sounds good. See you at 8.
I'm not going to come over tonight. I'm going to spend some time with the kids.
I'll see you at 8 o'clock.
That's delightful.
See you tonight, Murph.
Oh, man. I love Tim and Eric.
That was good. It was quite enjoyable. Well, listen.
Yeah, buddy.
Since we're not going to be live next week,
yeah.
If anyone wants to get in touch with us, send us an email.
Sure.
hangoutsessionpodcast@gmail.com.
Correct, Mundo.
You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hangout Session.
Okay.
And I don't know. Go to hangoutsession.com. What else you got?
We're on iTunes.
Yes, we are.
Rate, review, subscribe. Helps us out a ton.
It does.
We're on Google Play. Never even looked at that. Never really heard of it.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think they have that. I mean, that's if you have an Android phone. They have the Google Play Store right off of your phone.
Well, if you have an Android phone, please don't listen to us.
I don't mind if you do. Yeah. Have what you got. Who cares?
Yeah, be you.
You be you. We'll be us. I'm Charlie. He's Norm. We'll catch you next week on the Hangout Session Podcast.
Catch you on the flip-flop. Flip-flop.